All right, Dovosai, good evening. Let's finish up the Masechta together. Before we do the last couple of lines of Gemara, I just want to take the opportunity to thank Dr. and Mrs. Elman for dedicating this Siyum in the Zuchus of Dr. Elman's mother, Bunya Bas Chaim Asher. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, Nir Tashem and Hashem should have an aliyah in the family and the Chabah. So we're doing the last couple of lines of the Gemara on Kuf Yotes Amud Beis 119b. We're going to pick up with Tanur Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, Vehem haya, remember again, the Mishnah spoke about the idea that if you have a carpenter who is working for the Balabas, so if the carpenter is working for the Balabas, thank you, Ari. If he's working for the Balabas, so the Mishnah made a distinction as to whether or not he's permitted to keep the shavings. So the Gemara spoke about the difference between sawdust and ultimately larger shavings. So for sawdust, it seemed to be the Mishnah Paskin that the carpenter would be willing to go ahead, or the carpenter would be permitted to keep it. The larger shavings would go to the Balabas. Unless, of course, the carpenter was working on the Balabas's property, in which case everything that he does ultimately belongs to the Balabas. It says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, Misasase Avonim Ein Bohen Mishum Gezel. So the Mishnah says that those stone chiselers, masons, Ein Bohen Mishum Gezel means that halacha lemaisa, remember when you chisel stone, we know from our extensive chiseling experience, besides Ari, I don't know that anyone here has chiseling experience. So when you go ahead and, Lichtman, when you chisel the stones, there are shavings. So the Mishnah says that it's understood that the mason gets to keep the shavings. Ein Bohen Mishum Gezel, Mefaske Ilano, similarly those who prune trees, Mefaske Gifanim, Menach Behigi, those who go ahead and prune vines, those who trim bushes, Menach Shizraim, those who weed around plants, Veodre Yerakos, those who pull out the weeds around vegetables, Bizman Shabalabais, Makbid Alein Yeshvim Shum Gezel. If the Balabas says that I want you to go ahead and give these items to me, then Enachinami, there's a din of Gezel. So if the Balabas expresses the fact that at the end of the day, he wants the branches, he wants the weeds, then he, as the Balabas, has every right to demand from the craftsman to give it, or to the worker to give it back to him. However, Ein Balabas Makbid Alein, if the Balabas is not makbid, so if the homeowner doesn't care about the branches, doesn't care about the weeds, hari elu shelo, then ultimately, again, they belong to the worker. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, kishos v'chazis ein bohem mishum gezel. Rabbi Yehuda says, both like kishos are hops, chazis is literally green wheat. So you ask, what's green wheat? Green wheat is immature wheat, wheat that is not yet fully matured. Ein bohem mishum gezel. At the end of the day, again, there is no issue of theft. Now, the logic behind that is because these items are considered to be insignificant. Rashi says over here, Rashi says, Chozis, shacha shal tvuachit, and asorim ba'odin yorach. So when they're immature, they don't really have a value. And therefore, because they don't have a value, if you take them, you're not in violation of theft. But as for the kapti, yeshben mishum gezel. But in a place ultimately where people are makbid on it, meaning if the owner is makbid on his green wheat, then enachinami, it is subject to the laws of gezel. Amar Ravina, Ravina says, umasa mechasya asra de kaptihu. And masa mechasya is a place where they are makbid. Now, it's actually very interesting because we saw masa mechasya earlier in the daf. Where do we see masa mechasya earlier in the daf? Remember again, the Mishnah spoke about Gabay Tzedakah, right? We had the episode Gabay Tzedakah. So the Gemara talked about the idea that in Masa Mechasya, they were very wealthy. So it's interesting again how in Masa Mechasya, they were very wealthy, but also in Masa Mechasya, they were very makbid not to let people take the hops and not to let people take the green wheat. I'm sorry? That's why they were wealthy. Einachinami. Okay, good. So let's see, just before Dr. Elman makes the siyum, I just want to share with you a short thought. First of all, you know, we always marvel how it is over the course of the daf, how somehow the daf is a living, breathing organism. The daf is not just an enamored page of Gemara. The daf mamish is alive. The words are alive. The concepts are alive. And the proof to the vitality of our beautiful Shas is how everything we learn aligns, always becomes in Yonei Diyoma. So I'll share with you just a short insight that highlights this idea. If you go back to Kuf Yotes Amud Aleph, 119a, so if you remember again, right in the middle of the page, the Gemara spoke about the din of a Masur. that if somebody goes ahead, if a Jew is a Moser, he hands over other Jews to the government. So the Gemara discussed, are you permitted to go ahead and destroy his property or not? So it was Machlokes in Rav and Shmuel. Rav Yehuda and Rav Yehuda. Excuse me, Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. So one opinion said that you are permitted because if you could kill a Moser, you could certainly destroy his property. And the other opinion said, if you remember, I'll quote you the lines, Mandamar Asur La'Abdo, Dilma Havi Le Zara Ma'alyo. So how do we translate that? Perhaps the Moser will have righteous offspring. Uksiv Yochin Rasha V'Tzadik Yilbash, and as the pasuk says, sometimes the wicked one prepares and the tzadik wears it. So the Gemara says you can't destroy the property of the Moser because maybe he'll have righteous offspring. And I thought to myself, you know, the opening pasuk in Parshas Noach, the Torah says, Eile Toldos Noach, Noach. So Rashi HaKodesh is bothered by this idea. It should be Eile Toldos Noach. What should be the next phrase? Shame, Chom, and Yafes. Tell him his children. These are the generations. Right? Why does it say, Eile Toldos Noach, Noach? So it's a beautiful Rashi. And Rashi HaKadosh says, because Iker Toldos Sehen Shal Tzadikim Ma'asehen. The real offspring of the righteous, the real offspring of the righteous are not their biological children. The real offspring of the righteous are their Meisim Tovim, are their good deeds. That's at the end of the day, it's an incredible Yisod. Life is so fickle. And life could give you things, and life could take things away from you. And the only things you really could hold on to with absolute certainty in life are your Masim Tovim, are your good deeds. And perhaps that's the Pshat in the Gemara over here. See, we thought that the Gemara was saying that you can't destroy. It's okay. He's good. Right? So we thought the Gemara was saying that you can't destroy. Look, Baruch Hashem, they're listening to a siyum. They're quiet. They're attentive. It's beautiful. Wants to chew ice. Gig is over. Right? So we thought that the Gemara was saying. We thought the Gemara was saying that you can't destroy the property of the Moser because maybe he'll have children who will be righteous. But perhaps the Gemara is saying even something more profound. You can't go ahead and destroy the property of the Moser. Because even a Moser could be Chozer B'tshuva. Because even a Moser could change. Asur la'abdo, dilma havi le'zara ma'alya. Maybe the Moser will have zara ma'alya, righteous offspring. But what's the ultimate righteous offspring of an individual? It's not the person's children. It's his Meisim Tovim. It's his own good deeds. So here we see again, just a few days from Rosh Hashanah, in the midst of Elul, as we're all gearing up for tshuva, here again a beautiful, beautiful gift from Maseches Baba Kama. Almost like a parting gift from Maseches Baba Kama. A little bit of tzedil derech, a little bit of spiritual food for the journey ahead. We're venturing still into the Amat Talmud, and here we leave off with a little message of tshuva. If the Moser could do tshuva, if the Moser at the end of the day can have Zara Ma'alya, so Bo said, look, we all have our problems. Baruch Hashem, we're not a Moser. That's the one good news. One piece of good news. I'm not a Moser. I might have a lot of other issues, but if the Moser could do tshuva, if the Moser could have Zara Ma'alya, then my good deeds could hopefully stand on their own as well. It's a little piece of how the Daf speaks to us each and every day. And I just want to say, really, before I turn it over to Dr. Alvin for the Siyum, this was not an easy Masechta. This is not an easy Masechta. You know, Baruch Hashem, I have the Zuchus to give this year. And thank God, like this is my life, this is my job. I have the best job in the world. I get to wake up early, come and teach Torah, stay in the shul, Baruch Hashem, deal with easy people. Baruch Hashem, it's a big zechus. And the truth is, throughout the last 119 days, right? So I saw your faces, and there were mornings where I know we did the Gemara, and you're thinking to yourself, I can't believe I got up for this. Like I literally, like this stuff is wild. I don't understand it. The Rav is going ridiculously breakneck speed because we have to get the daf in 40 minutes. So it's difficult. I sometimes don't understand it. Does the Rav understand it? I'm not sure either. But and I've watched you throughout the last 119 days. And Baruch Hashem, Shechiyanu v'kiyamanu v'giyanu. We made it here. We made it here. We finished another Masechta. I think, Ari, is this year? This was 3 years this summer? 3 years this summer. Baruch Hashem, we're pretty much halfway throughout our journey. Is it 3 years or 4 years? 4 years. 4 years. More than halfway. I'm sorry. More than halfway through our journey through Shas. And you know what's beautiful to see is that, you know, we're like a shayara. We're like a caravan. We're a Talmud Bavli caravan. And it's almost like every mesechta would pick up another couple of stragglers, you know, in a good way. I'm saying people who, you know, sometimes are on the shoulder and are waiting for a ride, waiting to get picked up. And Baruch Hashem, you know, we picked them up on the way, and it's beautiful to see how when we started the Mesechas Brachos, the chabura was a certain size. Now Baruch Hashem, through Baba Kama, we've only grown Baruch Hashem, and it's an incredible testament, and you should all give yourselves an incredible Yashar Koach, because it's not easy. It's not easy. It's not easy to give up sleep. It's not easy to come and learn Torah. And it's not easy, always easy, to commit yourself to learning a Blat Gemara that you wanted to yourself. This has absolutely nothing to do with me. But hopefully one thing you've seen is that even through the most obscure topics in Shas, there's always a message. There's always something for us. And I just want to give you an incredible Yashar Koach to each of you. Really, each of you are so special to me. It's an incredible zechus that I get to learn Torah with all of you, each of you every morning. Some of you in person, some of you virtually, but we don't even realize that our mishpacha is so much bigger than just the people who come into this room. Fakshim Azriel's here. He represents our virtual shir, Baruch Hashem. And many others, thank God, who when they can't be here, we have people in Eretz Yisrael, in different places who, Baruch Hashem, are part of this family. And I have to share with you something amazing. I'm going to pause the recording for just a moment.